More than 1% of the public school students in Wyoming will not set foot in a classroom this year. They attend virtual schools that exist entirely on the web. As interest in online school surges nationally, state education officials are working to improve and expand this option for kids. It's the first of a series of stories on virtual education in the Cowboy State. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank looks at why some families choose this unconventional approach.
At the home of the Williams family in Centennial, a room full of children are wearing headsets and staring at computer screens.
What are we doing next?
I think we'll do reading. Want to get your storybook out?
6-year-old Selah has help from her mom as she types and clicks her way through today's lessons. All 5 of Liz Williams' children living here are full-time students at Wyoming Virtual Academy. She says it allows her to be more hands-on with their learning.
I can see how they're doing on their progress. It'll show for each class.
And we don't have to deal with some of the peer pressure stuff that most kids do have to deal with.
Picking up pawpaws, put them in their pockets. Picking up pawpaws.
As 8-year-old Charity belts out some vocal exercises, 14-year-old Elijah clicks into classes taught through an online interface that includes chat boxes and teleconferences. This is the only kind of school he's been to.
So you get the structure of the courses that they already lay out for you in brick and mortar school, but you also get the ability to work ahead.
Mommy, I did 2 pages!
This works for the Williams family, who live 30 miles from the nearest middle school. Liz says she would prefer to homeschool her kids and pick the books and activities they'll use, but public virtual schools provide that stuff for free.
We can still teach our values through the curriculum they're giving, and this is what other kids are being taught, so they're on a similar playing field. And I do think the independence that this offers, similarly to homeschool, prepares them better than I think your traditional public school.
A Wyoming Department of Education survey found that most families choose virtual schools to avoid problems with other kids and to be able to learn at their own pace. Some, like the Williams family, live in rural areas or converted from homeschooling. There are just 2 statewide virtual schools, Wyoming Virtual Academy and Wyoming Connections Academy.
We serve students with all different kinds of needs.
Mike Lundy is the vice principal at Wyoming Connections. In the 6 years the school has been open, he says he's seen attitudes change.
People are a lot more open to it, whereas at one point when you would tell people, I'm an online student or I'm a distance ed student, people might look at them like they're from Mars or something.
Lundy's leading a field trip today to UW's planetarium, a chance for classmates from around the state to meet face to face.
I can control whether the sun is up or down. Whether we have stars,
like
we do, so I controlled it well.
8th grader McKenna Sisko is here from Cheyenne. She started at Connections in 3rd grade after having some problems at school.
Just the amount of bullying that was in public school, people just made fun of me for her, like my shyness and how quiet I was.
It was a fight to get her up in the morning and fight to just get her out the door.
Debbie Walatich is McKenna's grandma.
And most of the time she was late, and then she would get in trouble because she had too many tardies, and she didn't want to go.
Bullying is a factor for about 40% of the students who make the switch to Wyoming's virtual schools. McKenna says Wyoming Connections solved her problem.
Well, I've been thinking about maybe trying high school, but if that doesn't work, I'm coming right back to Connections.
Not every student's experience is as positive as McKenna's. A study by the National Education Policy Center found that graduation rates at virtual schools are less than half the average for all public schools. Here in Wyoming, it's hard to figure out how virtual schools are doing because the data is hidden from view. We'll hear about that in the next part of our series. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.